welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. Join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On. This is Martita Stanton with Patty Wilson together.
Hello.
Pastor Kevin is not here today, so we will be taking care of the show. As you all know, this is a topical conversation. I wouldn't even say study, but a conversation between two friends finding more about the Lord. And I want to kick it in because we always run out of time.
I know.
So today's message is going to be get to know me first. This happened because I had company, and I brought the subject because it really hit me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I had company in my house, and this young man, he's 18 years old. We were talking, and he was honest with me, and he said to me, I don't know that I can believe in God. Or that I can know him. And I thought to myself, wow. And I asked him, mm-hmm. why? What's holding you back? What is the real reason? And he was cautious. He was staying at my house. He really respects me. We're building a good relationship. We have a relationship, but we're building a stronger relationship, which I really like. But he knows where I stand, and I could feel he was uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And I told him, I said, I honestly want to know what the root of this is. And he opened up. His first father, his biological father, left him when he was just a little child.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, actually, they broke up. She was pregnant when she was only 14 or 15.
Oh, just a
so
baby, yeah.
He never really took. They have a relationship, but they're not a full father figure.
Mm-hmm.
Then he had the stepfather that he loves as a father and trusted him, and he left them.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, here's my two fathers that are supposed to be the ones that love me, protect me, and not abandon me. And they both abandoned my mom and me. And then he was going to a church that the God that they presented was a very judgy, bossy God that if you don't do this, you know, it was mm-hmm. conditional love.
Yeah.
You have to do this, this, and this for God to love you. Otherwise, he's going to punish you. So, and you have to bow down to him and worship. And he goes, how can I bow down to somebody that is going to abandon me and is looking for every mistake I make
mm-hmm.
to call me out on it?
Mm-hmm.
This really helped me understand. And it broke my heart that's how a lot of people feel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because however our fathers and our mothers treat us this way, we tend to switch it and transfer that to the Lord and how they are.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I did it myself. My dad was very strict, coming from the Hispanic background. He taught us out of fear. To him, if they fear me, this is his way of thinking. If a snake is coming and I tell her to stop, she'll fear me more than the snake, and then I can save her.
Mm.
It wasn't, you know, that was the way he thought,
sure.
Correct. So,
and he was probably taught that way.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, Father God, it was a scary God that I couldn't approach. And now that's changed, and I've been delivered with that, and I love the Father God with all my heart. I didn't know how to bring it up to him to explain it in a way he can understand. And then that night, the Lord reminded me of an experience that I personally went through.
Mm-hmm.
I used to work in a Bible school, and I was a teacher, administrator, whatever you needed. Whatever hat you needed me to wear.
You wore it.
I wore that hat, okay? And then we opened two other schools, two other campuses, and one was international, one was national in another state, and one was out of the country. For the first graduation, I went down there to speak, and because I was the administrator to administer, you know, and audit all the paperwork and everything. When I got there, they were the most unfriendly people to me. And it was like, they make sure I understood I was not wanted or welcome down there. And I couldn't understand why. So a few days went by, and I did the graduation, and I preached down there, and then they came to me and they totally changed. And I thought, what changed?
Mm-hmm.
And they said, well, what happened is the people that were teaching them there couldn't get them to do the paperwork or certain things. So they kept saying, when she comes down, she's going to bring the hammer down, and you're going to have to do it if you want to get this done or whatever. It was like saying, when your dad comes home, I'm going to tell him and he's going to spank you.
Yep.
They expected this person to come down with a hammer. Once they got to know me, they said, this is not the person who you are. And they were like, we want you to come back. And we built a really strong relationship. And this is over 10 years ago. And Facebook, we're still friends. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
with some of them. And that's when I said, I shared with him that. And I said, have you gotten to know him first? See, they had judged me. And they thought I was a certain way because they didn't know me personally.
Mm-hmm.
I encouraged this young man. I said, have you taken time to really get to know who Father God, Jesus Christ, and Holy Spirit are?
Mm-hmm.
Get to know them first and then make your decision if you want to have a relationship with them or not out of that versus out of the experiences that you had down here with your parents or your leaders or your pastors or whatever you've heard.
Mm-hmm.
And he sat there and he goes, wow, I never thought about it that way. And I said, just get to know him first. So,
and that's what he wants.
Yes.
You know, God wants relationship with us. He created us for relationship.
Amen.
And so it's not about
religion.
Religion, exactly. It's not about religion. It's not about the do's and the don'ts and the punishment and the rules and the regulations. And you hear that all the time from people. Well, I don't. You know, I'm not a Christian or I don't serve God because there's just too many rules and regulations. And they don't understand it's not about the rules, you know, and the religion. It's about relationship. He wants us to know him.
Amen. Amen. That is so good. And that was my point. I said, get to know him first. Like these people that I went to see, once they got to know me,
mm-hmm.
it was totally different. And that's how we want to encourage you, listener, get to know him first. Get mm-hmm. to know really who God is. And then make your decisions out of that. So we want to take the opportunity in this program to introduce to you who our God is.
And God is, number one, first and foremost, God is love.
Amen.
He sent Jesus to this world because he loves us. He made a way for us to have, number one, relationship with him. We have relationship through his Son, through his Holy Spirit. We come to know him. And I know for me, you know, I had all those ideas of who I thought God was, and I couldn't come to God until I was perfect and I had my act together and my life all cleaned up. That's what we tend to think.
Yes.
We don't realize it is like most of us who have a good earthly father, you know, he loves us unconditionally.
Yes.
God's love for us is unconditional, and that's what most people, like this young man, I'm sure, did not understand, that God loves you right where you're at, just the way you are.
Yes.
You don't have to make all of these changes for him to come into your heart and to begin to show you how much he loves you.
I'm going to go to 1 John 4:16. And so we know and rely on the love of God. On the love God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God and God in them.
Good. In Psalms 136:26, give thanks to the God of heaven. His faithful love endures forever.
Oh my gosh.
Never
forever.
Ending.
Yes. This is unconditional love that will never abandon you. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. The moment you become his child is forever.
Mm-hmm.
In John 17:23, I in them and you in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them as you have loved me. Mm-hmm. And so the Father is saying, Jesus Christ is talking here, and he's saying that the Father, the way the Father loves Jesus is the same way that he loves me, the same way that he loves you listening.
That's awesome.
I'm telling you, he loves you the same way he loves Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
It's just amazing.
That's beautiful. Now,
let's go into... You know, you were talking about this. I'm going to read this. Mm-hmm. Romans 5, 8 and 9. But God showed his great love for us by sending Christ to die for us while we were still sinners. And since we have been made right in God's sight by the blood of Christ, he will certainly save us from God's condemnation.
Mm-hmm. By the blood of Jesus Christ, not by our works.
Exactly.
Not by what we've done or how we've earned it.
Yes.
But through the blood of Christ. What Jesus did for us is what brings us near to the Father.
So that brings us to Jesus' love. Even though we deserve the penalty of death, Jesus provided the gift of eternal life. Jesus loves us so much that he died for us, for our sins, that we would live forever and be reconciled to the Father. I mean, this is all about loving. You want to read John 1:14?
Mm-hmm. So the Word became human and made his home among us. He was full of unfailing love and faithfulness. And we have seen his glory, the glory of the Father's one and only Son. Want me to continue?
Sure.
John 3:16-17, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him.
In Romans 6:23, so we finish this part here. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. So if we put these three right here together,
mm-hmm.
okay, it shows that Father God's unfailing love for us is so great that he was willing to give his Son up to die. A torturous death, mind you, not just, okay, here, you shoot him, he's dead, and he doesn't feel anything. No, it was torturous death. By his stripes, we have been healed. By him hanging on the cross, he carried the curse of sin on his body. And the wages of sin is death. But the gift is free. So again, we can't work for it.
That's right.
We can't earn it. It's a gift that we need to receive from him. Jesus came not to condemn us, but to give us life and to set us free and bring reconciliation, which is the next. You want to read 2 Corinthians 5:18 through 21? Mm-hmm.
And all of this is a gift from God, who brought us back to himself through Christ. And God has given us this task of reconciling people to him. I'm going to read that again. God has given us this task of reconciling people to him. For God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself, no longer counting people's sins against them, and he gave us this wonderful message of reconciliation. So we are Christ's ambassadors. God is making his appeal through us. We speak for Christ when we plead, come back to God. For God made Christ, who never sinned, to be offering for our sin so that we could be made right with God through Christ.
Right here, if we just listen, God is so much love. And he loves us so much that he wanted to be reconciled with us again.
Mm-hmm.
Christ loves us so much that he was willing to die so we can be reconciled to the Father. That is the God that we serve. That is the God that we have a relationship with.
Mm-hmm.
That is the God that I want you to understand as you listen to our voice. God loves you. Not because you might be a doctor, a teacher, a mom, a son, a student. It doesn't matter. That's not who you are. You are a child of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You are somebody that is loved, valuable. If you were the only person in this world that he needed to save, he would have died just for you.
Mm-hmm. He would.
He wants a relationship with you.
And once you have that relationship with him, your love for him begins to grow.
Oh, yeah.
And people look at us, a lot of Christians, and they're like, those people are just crazy. I was like, I love God. They love God. They go to church. They worship God, you know, and they talk. But they don't understand until they come to know him for themselves, until they come to recognize and understand what he's done for them,
mm-hmm.
for us, they can't understand.
Until they don't why feel
we
the
love him
love
so much. Yes.
Of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, when he fills you with love, this is, you know, I talk to people in the way that they understand in the human way to be able to understand in the spiritual way. He sees me with my husband. I said, you see me with my husband. We've been married 40 years. I love my husband and he loves me. I cook for him out of love, not because I have to. I said, when you worship the Lord, it's out of love. And when you're in worship, you're in total peace. You feel his love coming into you. It is an amazing moment. Depression disappears.
Mm-hmm.
Everything
mm-hmm.
disappears. You're just, time flies. You don't even know the time is going on. And that's what out of love.
Mm-hmm.
It's not out of duty. It's I want to because I feel the love of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And we are responding to that love.
Exactly. Years ago, we had a worship service at the church, and I had a really bad day, and I really blew it that day, especially with my mouth. I mean, my mouth just, you wouldn't have known I was saved. It was one of those times. And we went to church that night on a Wednesday night. I can still remember. I can still see myself standing there. And the worship was amazing. It was just God's presence was so strong. And I went to lift my hands and I pulled them right back down. And I'm like, how can I worship God? Look at what I did today. Look at what came out of my mouth today. And I was teary-eyed and weepy. And it was like, Lord, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. And it was just, he talks to us so plain. I mean, he's a real dad. And he said, listen, Patty, you worship me because of what I've done, not because of what you've done.
That's right.
And I'll never forget that. And I was like, oh, yeah, I'm here to worship you for who you are and what you've done, not because of who I am.
Yes.
And it just was such a turnaround.
Freedom. And
total freedom. And I just entered into worship from that point on, just praising God and loving on him, but sensing in return his love for me. And it's like, Patty, there's no condemnation to you that are out there listening. There is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus.
That's right.
I was condemning myself. And I couldn't enter into worship as a result.
Yes. But you did what you needed to do. You repented.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because we need to repent and say, I'm truly sorry. And we need to receive his forgiveness. And we need to forgive ourselves.
Yep.
It is so important. Sometimes we hold a grudge against ourselves. Forgive yourself.
Mm-hmm.
If the Lord can forgive you, who are you to hold a grudge against yourself?
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Forgive yourself and move on. I want to go to this one. The Lord is humble and gentle at heart. Matthew 11:28-30. Then Jesus said, "Come to me, all you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you, because I am humble and gentle at heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for your yoke is easy to bear, and the burden I give you is light."
Oh, that's so awesome.
Here's the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings saying, "I am humble and gentle at heart." This is the God that wants to love you. If you have not received him, I encourage you just right now to say, "Lord, I want that humble and gentle heart. I want that God that loves me unconditionally to come into my heart. Please forgive me. I have sinned. I fall short, but your love is greater."
Amen. Amen.
And just say, "Christ, come and save me. Mm-hmm. Forgive me of my sins. I receive your forgiveness. I want a relationship with you," and just take a step forward. Find a good church where they can teach you who really Christ is, who really the Father is, and learn about the Holy Spirit and get filled with the Holy Spirit. Your life will be totally transformed. Let his love fill you so much that when you look at people, you will look at them through Jesus' eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Your perspective will change. You will be able to forgive yourself and forgive others.
Amen.
Because the love of Christ is so strong that you can't hold a grudge.
That's right.
It's just not possible.
Mm-mm. It becomes so real.
Yes, yes. And John 10:10 says, "The thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. But the Lord, I says, I have come that they may have life and have it more abundant, fuller." This is who the Lord is. John 8:44, "For you are the children of your father, the devil, and you love to do the evil things he does." He was a murderer from the beginning. He was always hated the truth because there's no truth in him. When he lies, it is consistent with his character, for he is a liar and a father of lies. That's who Satan is. But God is a God of love, a humble heart. He came to save us. Remember that. We'll be right back.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. In the secret, in the quiet hour, I wait only for you. Jesus is coming back. Are you ready? Join us every Thursday night for Discipleship Encounters here at Lighthouse Christian Church. That's right, it's Thirsty Thursday from 6:30 to 8 p.m., and we're spending time learning, encountering, and becoming equipped as believers for the great revival that's beginning to unfold. Come experience the power of the gospel and learn how to share Christ in a modern world. For more information, go to ourlighthouse.net or show up at 1250 North Banana River Drive. There's no cost for this event, and child care is provided.
Yeah. Joyful. Today, today. Are you 18 to 29 years old? If so, Launch Young Adult Ministries is a place you want to be. We meet every Sunday night at 6:30 in the Double Bubble at Lighthouse Christian Church, 1250 North Banana River Drive. There's fun and fellowship, so come on out as we get you ignited to launch you to where God wants you to be. For more information about Launch, check us out at our website, ourlighthouse.net, or on Instagram at launch_youngadultministries. And I ain't gonna let it slip away.
I'm gonna be joyful. Yes, I am. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Turn the Light On. Thank you to all our sponsors for making this possible for us. It is such a blessing. I don't know about you guys, but I get a lot out of this myself. When we are talking about it, we counsel each other, we teach each other. It's amazing how much it affects us. Mm-hmm. Patty's with me today. I love having you, Patty.
Thank you. I love being here.
You're such an encouragement, and we learn together. So we've been talking about getting to know me first. And this goes not only for the Lord, but also for people. Don't judge people, really, you know, because, oh, so-and-so said this or that. Get to know people mm-hmm. first. Get to know the true person. See where they're coming from. As we were talking before in our little break here, we sometimes don't know where people are coming from or what they're going through. Take the time, like I did with this young man, and ask him, what's your background? Why are you feeling the way you are? Why are you not trusting the Lord? And we are hopefully sharing with you guys who really God is. I'm going to go back to Matthew 11, 28 through 30. Then Jesus said, come to me, all you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you, because I am humble and gentle at heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy to bear, and the burden I give you is light.
And I love that word. It says, I am humble and gentle at heart. And that's who God is, because we've been talking about God is a God of love. He's yes. not that mean man with the hammer over top of us with all the rules and regulations. We've established that. So we want to encourage everyone who's listening to take time to allow God, Abba Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, get to know them personally, because they're real personalities.
Yes.
Just like each of us have a real personality, so does God. And it's one of a humble, gentle heart. He loves us. And so if we read the word on our own, that's how we get to know him. We get to know his personality through his word.
I agree with you. Take the time to read the word. Take the time to sit and just receive his love. Mm-hmm. Know this. Father God, Jesus Christ, and Holy Spirit love you so much. You are so valuable. And he wants to spend time with you and have a personal relationship with you. I hope this message encourages you and takes you to a deeper walk with the Lord. Be blessed.
Amen.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Marathon, Florida. Our service times are on Sunday at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, Merritt Island, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning for our radio show, Turn the Light On, at 7:30 on WMIE 91.5 or any of our social media channels. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to see you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.